末测试卷。一、听说训练。一、听后选择。 A. 听对话及对话后的问题，然后选择正确答案。这一题共有五个小题，每一小题你将听到一段对话及问题。听每段对话前，你将有五秒的读题时间。听完对话后，你会有五秒的答题时间。每段对话读两遍。
Number one. Hey, Tong Fei, what do you usually do when you are free?
I like programming. I do it after school.
Question. What does Tong Fei like to do if he is free? Hey, Tong Fei, what do you usually do when you are free?
I like programming. I do it after school.
Question. What does Tong Fei like to do if he is free? Number two. I lost the ping pong game yesterday. I should be the winner.
No wonder you looked so upset.
Question. How does the woman feel after losing the game? I lost the ping pong game yesterday. I should be the winner.
No wonder you looked so upset.
Question. How does the woman feel after losing the game? Number three. I've been a volunteer at an art museum for almost 5 years.
Wow, you must have a lot of experience in art volunteering.
Question. Where did the woman work as a volunteer? I've been a volunteer at an art museum for almost 5 years.
Wow, you must have a lot of experience in art volunteering.
Question. Where did the woman work as a volunteer? Number four. Hey, John, you look worried.
Tom and I got into a fight a few days ago. Now he's not speaking to me.
Question. Why does John look worried? Hey, John, you look worried.
Tom and I got into a fight a few days ago. Now he's not speaking to me.
Question. Why does John look worried? Number five. Hey, Ben, are you okay? You don't look well.
I ate too much at a friend's birthday party, and now my stomach aches.
Question. What is wrong with John? Hey, Ben, are you okay? You don't look well.
I ate too much at a friend's birthday party. And now my stomach aches.
Question. What is wrong with John?
B. 听下面一段对话， 然后选择正确答案。这一节你将听到一段长对话，根据听到的内容完成六至八小题。在听该对话前，你将有15秒的读题时间。听完该对话后，你将会有15秒的答题时间。该对话读两遍。
Excuse me, could you tell us about today's park cleanup activity?
Certainly. Our team has been cleaning this park since 9 o'clock this morning. I've already collected 2 bags of plastic bottles and paper.
That's impressive. How long have you been doing this volunteer work?
I've been volunteering since 2019, so for about 7 years now. I join environmental protection activities every month.
Why do you keep doing this volunteer work for so long?
Because I believe it's our responsibility to keep our community clean and beautiful. Everyone should help protect the environment.
Excuse me, could you tell us about today's park cleanup activity?
Certainly. Our team has been cleaning this park since 9 o'clock this morning. I've already collected 2 bags of plastic bottles and paper.
That's impressive. How long have you been doing this volunteer work?
I've been volunteering since 2019, so for about 7 years now. I join environmental protection activities every month.
Why do you keep doing this volunteer work for so long?
Because I believe it's our responsibility to keep our community clean and beautiful. Everyone should help protect the environment.
Two, 听记转述。A, 听后记录。听录音，并根据所听到的内容完成9至13小题，每空一词。在听该短文之前，你将有15秒的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完短文后，你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读两遍。
The Yangtze River and the Yellow River are two of China's most important natural wonders. The Yangtze is the longest river in China, stretching about 6,300 kilometers. The Yellow River, though shorter at 5,464 kilometers, holds great cultural importance. Its name comes from the brown and yellow earth that carries along its way. Chinese people call it the Mother River. These rivers continue to support people's lives today, and we should do our best to protect them. The Yangtze River and the Yellow River are two of China's most important natural wonders. The Yangtze is the longest river in China, stretching about 6,300 kilometers. The Yellow River, though shorter at 5,464 kilometers, holds great cultural importance. Its name comes from the brown and yellow earth that carries along its way. Chinese people call it the Mother River. These rivers continue to support people's lives today, and we should do our best to protect them.
B. 听后转述。听上一段录音，然后做转述准备，并完成转述录音。现在看到的是上一节你记录的信息表。你将第三次听该段录音。听完录音后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
The Yangtze River and the Yellow River are two of China's most important natural wonders. The Yangtze is the longest river in China, stretching about 6,300 kilometers. The Yellow River, though shorter at 5,464 kilometers, holds great cultural importance. Its name comes from the brown and yellow earth that carries along its way. Chinese people call it the Mother River. These rivers continue to support people's lives today, and we should do our best to protect them.
你的转述可以这样开始。
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you something about the Chinese rivers.
三，模仿朗读。听录音，模仿朗读下列短文并录音。听录音前，你将有40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。现在，请听录音。
In China, red is more than just a color. It carries deep cultural meaning. Red stands for happiness, good luck, and celebration. During important events like the Spring Festival and weddings, you will see red everywhere. People hang red lanterns, wear red clothes, and give money in red envelopes.These traditions are so popular that they have been followed for centuries. The color is believed to bring good luck and protect people from bad things. That's why red can be seen in so many parts of Chinese life.